Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. I'm recording this episode right after the new year, on January 4. And it really feels to me like something new is beginning, has begun. I'm excited to hear what the star beings might have to say about it. I also want to let you know that if you are a listener who has a question for the star beings, you can write to us at ask@voicesfromthestars.com. I'll put that email address in the show notes. And you can ask your question, and we will do occasional episodes to answer those questions. Okay, so who is here to talk to us today, this evening? This is an exciting time, they're saying. Exciting for humanity. We hope you can feel it. We hope you can all feel a little of our excitement, a little of the new energies now reaching the earth, having passed this momentous, important threshold. Humanity has crossed a threshold in these days. With the new year 2021, begins a new epoch in human consciousness. You've reached that magical level, necessary level of frequency attunement in enough human beings to the higher frequencies of love and light, that now those frequencies can radiate and magnify exponentially, reaching even to the furthest corners of consciousness on the earth, even into the lower depths, the lower levels, we should say. Some people seem to have such very low levels of consciousness, it's very hard to believe that they could become or would become in this lifetime, anytime soon, more loving, kind, compassionate beings to themselves and others, more aware of themselves as beings as well as humans. What would you tell us about that? That all of humanity is rising. When you start from a lower level, of course, rising doesn't look the same as rising from a higher level to an even higher level. But no matter what level they have been on, they will slowly begin to absorb more of the frequencies of love and light from the divine all. And those frequencies will magnify over time. The energy frequencies grow exponentially. So that if they start with a lower frequency, it begins to rise slowly. The higher it rises, the more higher frequency energy it can absorb. That's when you begin to really notice leaps and bounds in consciousness. Good, so that sounds good for humanity and the planet. It is good for all of us. It is good for all of us throughout the universe. The consciousness of humanity has a powerful effect far beyond the planet itself, far beyond humankind, far beyond the souls of the beings who have chosen to become physical on this earth. Thank you. And who is it who's teaching and speaking to us today? He said, enter the star beings of lucid thought. Well, now there's something that I would never have pulled out of my own subconscious mind. So that's very interesting to hear. The star beings of lucid thought. Good heavens, what can you tell us about lucid thought? Why is lucid thought important? Because in confusion, one can get lost in the darkness. Because in the darkness lies confusion. And in confusion, it's easy to stumble onto a path you had no intention of taking, simply because you don't realize that you've wandered off your original intended path, the route to where you want to go. Okay, what do you want to tell us or give us? What do we need in order to have more lucid thought and not get lost in confusion? I'm sure that confusion is a big problem for a lot of people and has been. Confusion is the result of scrambled thought frequencies. What? Scrambled thought frequencies, what are those? Thoughts carry frequencies. Thoughts consist of frequencies. Energy carries information. When it enters your brain, it is translated into thought, into words and images. Thought begins as images, not as words, but then it is quickly translated into words, so quickly that most times you don't even notice it. You think the thought started as words. The thought started before words. Where did the thought start and as what? It began in a higher aspect of your mental frame. Your mental frame of being. What on earth is that? They're laughing at me because I have so many questions. You're expressing yourselves in very unusual ways. To me, they're unusual. A mental frame is like a construction of thought waves. Well, okay, that seems obvious enough. Thought begins in your higher levels of this mental frame, your higher levels of consciousness? Yes. Higher levels of being. As a being without a body, you receive a constant influx of energy frequencies from the source. You also receive energy frequencies from other individuated aspects of the source or expressions of the source. Centers of consciousness like yourself who have their own mental framework. The mental framework, is that related to what allows us to identify as individuals? Exactly so. Individuation began as a thought, an intention, a choice, a desire. To maintain an individuated identity, one has to have a certain structure of thought that, like a container, in a way like a container, a framework of certain frequencies that are yours and others that you identify as not yours. All this takes place on a very high plane of existence, rather far from your waking mental life. However, you exist within that mental framework. All of your thoughts exist within the same framework of frequencies that you call yours and feel are yours and identify as yours. So if you're Joe Schmo, as you would say, you carry Joe Schmo frequencies. And when others arrive that are not attuned to the exact same frequency signature, you may allow them into your field, or they may be so different that you choose not to allow them. That's the essence of individuation. All frequencies originated in source, and then they are manipulated, modified, changed, or not, by the individuated expressions or aspects of source that form beings, and from beings form souls, and from souls form human consciousness. Okay, so what is all this? How do we get from understanding that to lucid thought? What's the connection? You want to receive the thoughts that are the most pure, purely heart-centered, purely source-centered. Those are your inspirations. Those are what you call inspirations. Those are the ideas that serve you. That is the information that helps you to do what you have chosen to do. Okay, that makes sense. Why do we get confused? What is confusion then? You said it was scrambled thought frequencies. Now, what's that about? At the higher ranges of frequencies within your mental framework, thought is very clear, very pure. Meaning the frequencies have not been distorted or have less distortion. They are frequencies from source compatible with your frequency signature of individuation, your individual mental framework. In other words, they are close enough in frequency to be compatible, accepted, and absorbed, and coexist with the other frequencies in your mental framework. However, they show me the framework. It looks like they're actually showing me it's just like a wooden box or something in the image, but it's very long and tall, and it stretches up into the higher realms beyond the physical, and it stretches down onto the earth. As we move up and down through this mental column or box, as you call it, your mental framework, in the lower frequency levels, there is less individuation or less perception of what is yours and what is someone else's. Huh, why? Why is it so much harder to know at the lower levels of vibration of energy that we exist in physical form? Why is it harder to know what is original thought, say, from source or our being self, and what is being absorbed from our human environment? To receive the highest frequencies of thought, lucid thought, very clear, crisp, clean, untarnished, unadulterated source energy expressing a thought. To receive that, you need a very clear thought atmosphere. This is why there are spaces on the earth where the higher frequency energies of consciousness are so much easier to access. And they are spaces with less human occupation. So then it sounds as though the thoughts, the thought frequencies of other human beings act as kind of interference, causing distortion or changing the original thought that source or our higher being selves was sending out. Is that correct?
Yeah,
They're saying don't overthink it. That's pretty funny. Okay, so what's the key to lucid thought at the human level? Tune in, they're saying. To maintain clarity in your outer thought, you need to maintain a close connection to your inner thought level. The confusion lies in the lower realms, the lower dimensional levels of your consciousness. You exist in multiple dimensions. You are multidimensional, and so is your thought. But thoughts are fuzzier at a lower level of consciousness. Why? Why are we more vulnerable at the lower levels? Are we more like porous or something? Why are our thoughts more easily influenced by the thoughts of others? That's a better question. Okay. When we're in our normal human consciousness, it's like you have the conjunction of many radio stations. Have you ever dialed a radio and heard multiple stations broadcasting at the same or very nearly the same frequency? It's a mishmash. And imagine multiplying that by hundreds, thousands, millions. The lower frequencies, it's harder to maintain your focus on the higher frequencies. So go within, tune into those frequencies, and you do that by releasing the lower frequencies of thought. It's a very simple process. It's what you call meditation, and it sounds like such simple advice. And yet, humanity has not yet learned that to have the clearest, most lucid idea of what to do and how to do it, to know most clearly what you really want, you have to stop listening to others and listen to yourself. Because of the veil of consciousness that limits your ability to remember who you started out as, what you started out as, where you started out as an aspect of source, you lack clear direction. Most humans lack clear direction. The mental human mind is not sure of itself. It needs the direction of the higher mind. But to get that direction, it has to be quiet. It has to shut up and listen. And that's not something that we're taught. That's me injecting my voice. We are taught very much as human beings. Correct. The emphasis has been placed on thinking rather than evolving, rather than hearing. Okay. So, star beings of lucid thought, is there some conclusion you want to bring to us or some energy attunement to assist us with lucid thought? The importance of clarity is that it's easier to get where you're going. It's like if you're driving a car, they show me a car with the windshield all fogged up. It's hard to get to know where you're going. You have to clear that windshield inside and outside. This is the importance of maintaining a steady stream of clear and lucid thought. To do that, you need to maintain clarity in your energy field. To maintain clarity, you have to turn on your inner defroster, they're saying. You have to settle your mind. Tune into your heart. Focus on your heart, on how it feels. Invite in light, invite in love. These have a clearing and a tuning effect on all of your frequencies, every aspect of your existence. That's how you clear your thought. Focus away from your thought. Don't focus on your thought. Focus into your heart. You can use light to start. You can use thought to picture light in your heart, but then release that thought. Listening is your most important and least developed skill, most underdeveloped skill. Practice. And always remember to ask for higher help. Because when someone asks us to help with clarity or lucidity or simply to help connect, we are authorized then to amplify, magnify the higher frequencies of the source energy passing through, into and through that individuated being. We can help them by strengthening and amplifying, magnifying the amount of that energy, turning up the volume. And that's what you need. Turn up the volume on the high frequency thought, the lucid thought, and release the static at the lower. When you're tuning into lower frequency human thought, and you're just thinking, 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 and listening, listening, listening to what other people are saying and thinking, you're surrounding yourself and filling yourself with confusion. It doesn't matter what other people are thinking and saying. There's only occasionally a need for information that someone else actually has to offer. That's fine, that's different. But the thoughts that guide your life should not come from others. Only you can receive the thoughts intended to guide your own life. That is lucid thought. That's what we're here to tell you about. All right, well, thank you for being so clear. And I just hope this recording comes out clear. It is ironic that there has been a little low-level static in the background and I haven't been able to remove it. I haven't figured out the cause. And how funny. So I just hope that my digital wizard, Gabriel, can figure out how to remove the background noise. And I trust that that will happen. Sending you all lots of love and light from my home in the beautiful Uco Valley at the foot of the Andes Mountains in Mendoza, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.